It's showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy Shaq Gaspardy.
This is the Wolf Warrior Low-Key.
This is Tyrus Wilson of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the Fallen Angels says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB, One Dirty Pit. Boom!
This is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
So I was watching Raw with my boys last night, and I posed this question. Boys, what just happened here?
Ooh, I know. Vince McMahon played with CM Punk. He got served.
Truer words have never been spoken. We're going to weigh into more of the CM Punk saga, and I'm going to get into the Crowley situation too next.
The power is back, and here we go!
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
Half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. It's the Power Andy Knowles, the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network. Thank you for joining me wherever you're joining me from. My friends, my pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists, fellow conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector back with you for yet another hour and a half, the fastest hour and a half in all of the pro wrestling radio media. So proud, ladies and gentlemen, using the IceCast for the first time this evening, hoping that is working out well. Now, I am not in the chat room tonight, and there is a reason for that. I'm not in the chat room because the one little computer that I use for my chat had to get completely reformatted, completely wiped, and when I went to the SNS Radio Network site to try to get the chat up, it wasn't working. So, and I didn't think when I got the system back, because I use this specifically for the chat, and I didn't think it would be an issue. And when I came back up, and right now I'll even attempt to do it, to go to the SNS Radio Network site and go to listen live, and I can't see the chat room. The chat room just flat out is not coming up. So I will endeavor. I don't know what any of you are saying, and I will endeavor to try. It is a completely blank screen right now. Perhaps the official program observer, one Mr. JJ All Cap Sexay, would be so kind as maybe. Oh geez, I don't know. Maybe he can Skype or or do something. maybe help me out here. Maybe there's something here that I didn't anticipate. But in any event, big show tonight. Man, I'll tell you, this past Raw, I'll get to the news in just a minute, but man, oh man, this past Raw, this past Monday, I gotta say, the WWE creative team has played this CM Punk. They have played this whole situation beautifully. I can't say enough about what they have done to make this such a compelling. I cannot remember, ladies and gentlemen, being more compelled in a storyline as it involves CM Punk, especially with the contract. We're going to go back. I've got some sound bites here that I want to get to. And man, you try to get mad at the WWE. You really do. You try to get so upset with them. And they come around and they do this. They do this contract signing, and you know, gosh darn it all, I can't be angry. I cannot be angry at them. I wish I could. I wish I could be angry at them. I would love to be angry at them, but I can't. But be that as it may, if you'd like to be on the program, how does one get on the Pro Wrestling Rewind? Well, you do that many ways. Number one, you can, in fact, call the program, 501-588-7957, wherever you are. That is 501-588-7957. Or if you'd like to join us through the Skype, of course, you can always go and you can just Skype us through the SNS Radio Network. And in the chat room, you can utilize the Google Voice, right-click, and have all sorts of fun with that. And once again, still, please don't ask me. Once again, I was told again this week, and the neurons still aren't clicking. Don't ask me why. But anyway. And also, later on in the program, I want to talk about the Crowley situation as well. But be that as it may, now what is going on? I apologize. I have the second official program observer here with me. What is what, pray tell, is happening now? What is this? What is this doing? I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead and install it, and just bring it up to me on the second screen. That's all you'll need to do. Trying to get these audio clips back up to you. Let us get to some of the news. Headlocks to Headlines, the official news source of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. According to the PW Insider, it is said that the WWE roster and crew members are looking forward to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view as much as they look forward to a WrestleMania or other major exciting event. The recent happenings between CM Punk and John Cena is the hot topic within the company. It's a hot topic all over the place. They, once again, the WWE has done a tremendous job. They really have. They have done a yeoman's job in going ahead and getting this all squared away. And really, once again, just when you think you know Vince McMahon, just when you think you know him, and he goes and he does something, this has to be on Vince. I can't see, honestly, I can't see somebody from creative really, truly coming up with this. Can you? Can you see somebody from creative seriously coming up with this? There's just no conceivable way they could come up with this. Allowing CM Punk to talk smack. You know what this reminds me of? Very similar to the last 30 days of Bret Hart's contract before he left for WCW. Very, very similar. But ever, ever so different. The fact that Vince McMahon, the character, has no confidence. No confidence, none. In John Cena retaining the championship, it's a stroke of brilliance. And yeah, like they didn't put a 30-day clause. Like they didn't put a 30-day clause in the contract, a non-compete. No, in all seriousness, it's like they wouldn't do that. We have that audio now. Okay. Well, let me go ahead. I will finish the news of the week, and then I will get to set audio, because there really is a lot to cover on that. Rock posting a video on Twitter, talking smack to John Cena. John Cena tweeted the following: "Cena Nation just saw Dwayne's statement via satellite. Sad, really. It was like an episode of Mad Money. I wonder if the GLAAD will be offended by Dwayne's comments." Either way, looks like I have really made him mad, but certainly not mad enough to show up and do anything. Maybe he can send a stunt man. Dwayne, I am a WWE employee and proud and a proud one. The difference between us is you left for greener pastures. For me, this is what I love. I have never begged for anyone's admiration or acceptance. You don't believe me? Watch Money in the Bank. It's not about that. It's about showing up. I'd rather wrestle, he says, I'd rather wrestle 1,000 punks than one Rock, because I can see his passion. Wish I could see yours. You're just never there. Until April 1st, keep on bringing it, my man. You're doing great. Your friend. Your friend, he says, John Cena. Oh, your friend John Cena. Ain't that nice? I'm sorry. They're not gonna make it to WrestleMania. This thing is just gonna blow over so hard. And it's gonna crash. I can't see them making it that far. Can you? I mean, seriously, can they make this storyline? Can they make it run the course all the way to Mania? Do you realize what is going to be involved in getting it that far? It's a scary situation to be in. I don't know. I really don't know. Be curious to see what happens. The WWE, oh, this is important. Oh, man, I'd love to be a part of this. The WWE reporting it is holding focus groups in the New York City area for all males and females ages 18 to 54 who are current or former fans to discuss the WWE product, its positives and negatives, and if they stopped watching regularly and why they stopped watching. The focus groups were started by the WWE to begin coming up with ways to bring back fans and to work on weaknesses in the current product. Oh, how I wish I lived in the city. Yes, I'm in upstate New York, but oh my word, how I wish beyond anything how great it would be to go and to be a fly on the wall in that room. So I'm going to tell you right now, members, if there is no way I can see this happening. There is no way that a member of the Pro Wrestling Radio Media, because I'm sure they're going to want names, and there's probably all sorts of things. Are you affiliated with this? Are you affiliated with that? Are there, you know, are you doing other things? Do you have a wrestling radio show? You know, I'm almost positive that something along those lines is going to be explored before you can be a part, before you can be a part of this extravaganza. I digress. What else we got going on? Jim Ross. Now this also shocked me. Jim Ross came out and said that this was one of the best Monday Night Raws in years. He says, amazing mic work, great ending, bodacious build up for Sunday's pay-per-view for the number 4 Suns PPV. Bravo, he says, number one, irony of the strong attitudinal Raw with edgy elements. Reality feel was that it's still rated PG. Good PG work. I didn't think the mic work was tremendous. Michael Cole is still behind the microphone. He is still on a microphone. I'm sorry, but, Michael Cole is still acting like an ass. He's just not acting as big of an ass as what he has been. He looks like a bumbling buffoon when he stands up kowtowing to Vince McMahon. This past Monday on Raw, when he came out, wanted to shake his hand, and Vince looked at him with such disdain and disgust, as he should. Michael Cole is one of the little people. I thought the Michael, hi Vince, Hi. Hey, Vince. Hi. Didn't that just have a weird sort of an undertone to it? Didn't that just have an awkward undertone to it? Was it just me? Or was there something else there that that I just wasn't catching? What else we got going on? Oh, we've got some TNA news going on. According to ProWrestling.net, Hulk Hogan held a meeting with the TNA talent on Tuesday prior to the Impact Wrestling taping. Hogan stressed that the wrestlers need to step up their games when it comes to storytelling in the ring, which is a common theme of his in meetings. The talent wasn't very receptive, as they've heard it before. Dixie Carter asked the wrestlers if they had any questions. No one took the opportunity to do so. It's interesting to note that neither Matt Conway or Vince Russo were in attendance. Has Hogan... I'm going to pose this question, and once again, I apologize for not being in the chat room because I can't, get in to the chat room right now. Which, by the way, I'm still if the official program observer one, Mr. JJ Alcap Sexay, could send me over a direct link via Facebook or even through the SNS radio network Skype line, it would be greatly appreciated. Has Hogan lost his credibility? Now, I want you to think seriously about this now. Because we all know what Hulk Hogan did for the sport. We all know what he did back in the 80s and in the 90s. We all know what happened with the NWO. I'm being serious here. Is Hulk Hogan losing the respect that he had taken decades to build? Is it finally at an end? Has Hogan stayed too long in this game? Should he seriously pack it up? I am concerned when I read a story like that. Hulk Hogan, you know, has a meeting, and nobody really cares. I'm floored. Is anybody else? You know, people used to look at Hulk Hogan as some kind of a god. Now he's a god that's down to earth. I'll tell you what is significant in TNA, though, is the fact that former ECW and WWE and TNA star Kid Cash re-signed. Former X Division champion, former tag team champion with Lance Hoyt. That's significant. I'm looking forward to that. I think Kid Cash in Impact Wrestling is a huge, huge deal. This breaking from the... who did this come from? Oh, this breaking news from Crowley himself. Significant changes to the WWE creative team announced. Brian Giewertz, did I pronounce that right? Giewertz. I can never pronounce his name right. No longer the Raw head writer. Michael P.S. Hayes, no longer the SmackDown head writer. Both have been moved a step above the head writer position. So they get promoted. Now, the question, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Well, you certainly, I was going to say, you certainly can't do much worse, can you? They have their flashes of brilliance. They do. But it's just like with anything else, you're going to burn out. You are eventually going to write so much stuff, you're going to run out of things. You're going to run out of things to talk about, things to say. And this is where I think having these focus groups are such a fabulous idea, because now what you can do is you can take a step back. Where did I read this? Was it on Facebook? Somebody was playing I can't remember who it was. Quick update. David Kapoor, who was Ranjan Singh, now the head of Raw, Ed Koski, is doing the same thing on the SmackDown side. So really, Ranjan Singh is the new head writer of Raw. We are intrigued. I digress. Thank you, Crowley. I just lost my train of thought. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. Late breaking news here on the SNS Radio Network. We bring it to you first, ladies and gentlemen. If it happens, if it's news, and it's late breaking, we'll bring it to you first. Crowley has announced now. And once again in the hotline that the great Khali will now become a 20-time world champion. So expect the great Khali to be booked into more main events, seeing as how he's really the only one that can understand him. But really, the focus groups, the WWE focus groups now have a tremendous opportunity because there are a lot of fans like myself, old school fans, that will now have the ear of the WWE. And I've always said, the WWE is a publicly traded company. They want the money. Money. M-O-N-A-Y. Money. To get the money, they're going to want to listen. And if I'm telling you, what are they going to do if these guys in the focus group, these girls and gals sit down and say, we want Cole off the air. Bring back Ross. Give us a pro wrestling announcer. How are they going to avoid that? I would love to interview one of these people who go on this, who will be on this, in this focus group. I would really, really, really like to know what is going through their minds. So let us rewind back to Monday Night Raw, and CM Punk. He did a brilliant promo at the beginning, and of course the running joke this past week was we just got done with a roll up pay per view, which I'm not going to spend too terribly much time on. Three roll ups at an X Division pay per view. Great boys, creative, great way to end the matches, man. I was talking to the official program observer before the program, and yeah, it made sense in the abyss. In the Abyss Spanky match, didn't make no sense for the other two. End them all in a roll-up, boys. End them all in a roll-up. That was my bad impression of doing a southern accent. There are just some people, ladies and gentlemen, that should just not do a southern accent. And I digress. I am one of them. Let us see. Am I now in the chat room? Can I be seen now? I'm not it's not looking too good here. Oh, there I am. Outstanding. Okay, I'm in the chat room. Life is good. So, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow, look at the chat room tonight. Outstanding. Well, man, now I'm feeling even more empowered. Thank you so much for joining me if you're in the chat room. I apologize that I'm a little late. Let's get back to this. CM Punk comes out, Vince McMahon. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pause this audio in certain places. Let us go back to the CM Punk here. Hit the tape.
Well, I think you'll find everything in this contract, Punk.
Okay, stop the tape. This is boring. Go to take it back to take it back to after Vince talks. Take it to clip 3. Hit the tape.
Nonetheless, look at you. Look,
sign
at
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board, Vincent K. McMahon.
Let's hear it for Vince. Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it for Vince. Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it for him. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thanks.
with it, aren't you? For somebody who's always been so pro John Cena, I figured you'd come out here wearing one of his ridiculous red t-shirts, you'd have the armbands on. But looking at you now, I can tell you have zero faith in John Cena come this Sunday, which I clearly don't blame you.
My faith or lack of faith in John Cena has nothing to do with this. I simply want you to sign the contract for the right reasons. First of all, to make you a rich man, richer than you already are.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. He's a rich man, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be a richer man. You're going to be a richer man than what you are right now. Vince McMahon, once again, just put himself on the spot. He came out and, first off, I want to do what's right for the company. Now it's not what's right for the company. Man, he is so confused. He's already digging a hole for himself. Now, keep in mind, I watched this program with my 12-year-old, my 9-year-old, and my 6-year-old. They watched all of this. And you heard at the beginning of the program what my 9-year-old thought of it. Hit the tape.
I really couldn't live with myself if, in fact, somehow, on the last day of your existing contract, somehow you were able to win the championship from John Cena and walk out of Chicago with my title. I could not live with myself. That's why we have the contract. That's why we have all of these provisions in here, just like you asked for, right? I mean, this is right, Phil, right? I mean, I can call you Phil, right?
Stop the tape. Did anybody else catch that Phil part? The look on CM Punk's face, it was all he could do to stop himself from laughing. Let's just keep it real. Go ahead.
I mean, come on. Hey, come on. You want to open this sucker up? Let's open it up, okay?
By all means.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You want to have fun?
Hey,
let's
come
have
on.
Fun.
I've got everything in here you want.
Because my lawyers looked over your contract, Vince.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. I think I could do a better job. My lawyers looked over your contract, Vince. It just wasn't a par, Vince. No, we didn't care for it at all. For those of you who are not from the Northeast, he was talking like somebody from Connecticut. He was talking like somebody from Massachusetts because that's how they talk. Hit the tape.
Par, so I had him draw up a new one. I have it right here. My signature's already on it. All you got to do is sign it. I do think you should know about a couple new perks that I've added to it. You say you don't think contractual things should happen in public? Let's ask the WWE Universe. You people want this to go down in public?
Stop the tape. There were a lot of boos there. There were a lot of people that didn't want to hear this go down. Did you catch that? There were a lot of people that didn't want this to go down. And once again, Vince McMahon's face was priceless. I think this is the last, honestly, I wonder, Vince probably came up with this idea, but somebody probably had to sell him on going out to the ring. He probably had second thoughts on this.
Did you already look at this? Did somebody stooge this off? Because it's actually provision number one. That I get to push you.
Stop the tape. How many of you would love to push your boss? For those of you who are listening and you're in the chat room, how many of you would love to have a provision in a contract that says you get to push your boss around? Hit the tape. Hit the tape. What are you doing to me? Hit the bloody tape.
Like it and show me some respect. Because if you don't, I find the nearest paper shredder. I throw this puppy in there and Sunday, I leave with your WWE Championship. Provision number one for a superstar such as myself, first class travel is not good enough. I want my own jet. And I don't want your jet. Your jet smells. Don't try to pawn that thing off on me. I want my own jet.
Stop. Stop the tape. Is there anybody that can confirm that independently, that the WWE corporate jet does in fact smell? I would think that would be a very interesting piece of information, don't you? Hit the tape.
Number two, my face will be on everything. I want my face on the Titantron. I want my face on these turnbuckles. I want cups, posters, spoons, knives, forks, shoes, socks. I want everything with my face on it. Number one thing being, I want you to bring back the WWE ice cream bars.
Okay, you got to stop it right there. Stop it right there. Everybody in the chat room, those of you in the chat room, has anybody ever had a WWE ice cream bar? Those were, without a, I'm sorry, but those were the coolest things. Those, there was ice cream and chocolate on one side and then a cookie on the other side. And there was a picture of a WWE superstar or diva on the cookie. Now, we couldn't get them. I remember when they first came out in the mid-80s. You couldn't get them in Canada. Where I live, north of Vancouver, you couldn't get them. I didn't get to indulge in a WWE ice cream bar until the mid-90s, when the little convenience store close to my house actually had them. And I was shocked. I bought the whole bloody box. I didn't care. Like a buck a piece. I didn't care. I bought the whole bloody box. Those are by far the absolute best. And you take a bite of it and the cookie would like bend a little bit. So you kind of had to jerry rig the ice cream bar so like the cookie wouldn't fall off. I'm sorry, but those were just absolutely the bomb. Punk's got to think about it here. He knows what he started because now they're all screaming. The crowd is screaming for ice cream bars right now.
Look at it. I just made you $1 million in ice cream sales.
Let's stop the tape. Vince should be happy. He should be happy. Did you see the expression on his face? He looked like somebody just died. Hit the tape.
I want WWE Films to immediately start production on CM Punk the movie.
Oh, yeah, that'll be an Oscar winner.
You can call it The Chaperone 2, except mine will be funny and entertaining and successful.
I think that was a Triple H dig.
And one last thing, the main event of WrestleMania being John Cena against your buddy Dwayne. That's The Rock for nobody who watches bad Disney movies. Yeah.
This promo's epic.
You can still have that little fantasy, but the match I compete in at WrestleMania will be the main event.
Stop the tape. Okay, who's he supposed to compete against? Here's a question for the chat room. If he were to get this provision, and we know what happened, but if he were to get this provision, who would you like to see CM Punk? And of course, we know it can't be Cena. Who could he wrestle in the main event? Hit the tape.
Those are just a few of many new perks that my lawyers have added to the contract. The last thing that this contract states is that you apologize to me. I know Vince McMahon doesn't apologize, right? But you will apologize to me for suspending me last week. You will apologize. Hell, you know what? I'm going to be honest. You're not just apologizing to me. You're apologizing to these people for being one of the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right on, right on, right on, right on.
As far as your anti-bullying campaign goes, you're one of the biggest bullies I have ever met in my entire life, and you will apologize.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. crazy form. Apologize. Oh, the rush of power, ladies and gentlemen, that's going through CM Punk right now. This man must have excited parts of the anatomy right now. He is staring down the owner of the biggest entertainment company on the planet, and there is nothing. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely nothing that he can do. Nothing. I defer.
Ooh, I know. Vince McMahon played with CM Punk. He got served.
Let me, one more time, please.
Ooh, I know. Vince McMahon played with CM Punk. He got served.
He's playing with him. CM Punk is having the absolute time of his professional career. Let us continue.
I have had friends, very talented friends, work for this company and be unceremoniously fired.
They deserved it.
They deserved it? They deserved it. Why? Because you don't know what makes a superstar in 2011. You don't know what these people want. You want to punish people for actually liking professional wrestling? Guys like Colt Cabana, guys like Luke Gallows.
Stop the tape. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The truth hurts. I'm losing my voice. I am so excited by this. This is the promo of this man's life. If you are not a CM Punk fan after listening to this promo, you have a huge, huge problem. CM Punk has gone out and said what millions and millions of people have wanted to say to Vince McMahon, but never got the opportunity. I can't even say anymore. Just go ahead and hit the tape. I want to play this through. Go ahead. Go ahead and hit it.
Huh? You will apologize to me for them because they can't be here right now and they can't stand up to you and they can't let their voice be heard. I am CM Punk and I am the voice of the voiceless, and you will apologize and you will like it.
I am the power Andy Knowles, and I am pro wrestling's truth detector, and I have predicted that something like this was going to happen at some point. It just took, out of all the people, it took CM Punk to come out and do it. The voice of the voiceless for every professional wrestler that was in the WWE that got unceremoniously dumped, let go for no reason, endeavored for no reason, who was injured and got thrown out, tossed out on their ass. This was their moment, ladies and gentlemen. This was the moment when CM Punk stood for every single WWE superstar that had been thrown out and said, you know what, Vince, we're mad as hell and we are not taking it anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, I loved every minute of it. Hit the tape. He had this coming. And he knows he did.
Hey, look. Look. Just calm down, okay? Let's just get this signed and just calm down, okay? Let's be gentlemen here, okay? Let's be gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Let's be gentlemen and let's be businessmen.
Should we be gentlemen or should we apologize?
Stop the tape. That's the best he can come up with. Vince McMahon. Let's just calm down because I just can't think of anything to say. The billion-dollar man had nothing. I repeat, nothing to say. Seriously, where does this put the WWE right now? I'm going to ask you this, and I'm very, very interested to know what you, the SNS Radio Network family and those beyond, really think about this. Was this really the moment? When we look back at CM Punk's career, 5 years that he's had in the WWE, I'll be very honest, I never, ever got to see CM Punk in Ring of Honor, and I know he did some fabulous work then. But when we look at his career, is this not the defining moment? Everything that CM Punk has done up till now, this is his time. The crap run he got for the world title the first time around, everything that has gone to this point, is this or is this not his defining moment? I can't think, and I mean this sincerely, I really cannot think of a more, if this is it and they're going to play it this way and he's going to be gone, I can't think of a better way for a wrestler to go out than to say, you know what, Vince, I got you by the short curly anatomy, and you're going to start doing a little butt kissing. Is that or is that not priceless? What was that? Enough beeping already. I don't want to hear any more beeping. So don't stop. Stop. I'm not in the mood. You can stop with the damn beeping anytime now. CM Punk has, we all know that CM Punk is not going to win the champ. Well, I say this. I say he's not going to win. Really and truly in my heart of hearts, I would love, absolutely just love to have CM Punk win this championship. I'd like to have CM Punk win this championship if for no other reason than he can go ahead and then come out on Monday Night Raw and really give a reason, you know, to stick around. I mean, he can hold. You want to talk about a championship being declared hostage? Oh, what is that? The Raw GM is trying to contact me. Well, unlike some other kiss ants or kiss ups or piss ants, I think was the word I was looking for in the radio industry or the wrestling community. I am not going to stop my show for somebody that is trying to email me with that stupid beep, beep, beep. I like kiss ants, though. I think I'll that's a new phrase. I like that. We're going to coin that. This is his time. We set up for the pay-per-view. And really, I can't help but think that this Money in the Bank pay-per-view is going to be really something special. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm really seriously considering, and I generally don't do this, but I am seriously considering buying this particular pay-per-view simply because I would I want to see this John Cena CM Punk match. If ever there was a reason to go and get a pay-per-view, now is most definitely the time. We've got to take a break. I'm running long on this segment. When we come back, I am going to open up the phone lines, but first, I don't like to get involved too much in the inner workings of what happens here on the SNS radio network. But I can't sit back and let what happened this past week on Unplugged and what happened on WNL go by without at least a comment. And then I will take your calls after that as well. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
Once upon a time, there was a mystical briefcase suspended high above the fabled squared circle. The bravest warriors battled for this prize, a contract to fight for the championship anytime, anywhere. And as time has proven, the challenger will become champion. The end.
Again!
No. Lights out. Live July 17th on pay-per-view.
It's time.
It's time to stop the name-calling.
The hurt.
The bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color,
sexual orientation.
It's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Does listening to wrestling news live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. Is some good bathwater, baby.
Ow! Listening to Wrestling News Live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
We will not live our lives in fear, for we are a proud people, proud of who we are, proud of our nation, and damn proud to be Americans.
Back one more time around here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind on the SNS Radio Network. It is I, your light through the murkiness of dark or bad storylines and poor creative decisions. The Power, Andy Knowles, here with you on the SNS Radio Network. For those of you who are new, who are new to the program, I generally don't do this, but I really want you to get an understanding of who I am, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here in the chat room that there are a lot of folks here in the chat room that have been with us since our 99 Hit days, since our ESPN days. I have been in the radio industry as a broadcaster for going on now. It's going on now a little over 10 years. And actually, this year I believe will be 11, if I'm not mistaken. And so I have had a tremendous experience both as an on-air personality, as a producer. I have done pretty much everything in radio there is to be done. And when we moved this program to ESPN Radio, it was one of the highlights of my career, and I enjoyed every single minute of it. I have a loyalty to those that are loyal to me. And when there is a situation that comes around, it really takes something really unexpected to somebody hit me for a swerve for me to change allegiances, and such was the case at the other website. Where we were audio exclusive only, and I had a disagreement, a gentleman's disagreement with the folks that were there, and we parted company. And it was at that it was around that time that the official program observer and owner of the network, one Mr. JJ Alcapsexe, had recently been endeavored, future endeavored from said network. And having already had the SundayNightShowdown.com website, began to create what has become now one of the strongest forces in the pro wrestling radio media. And the accolades speak for themselves. So when an opportunity presented itself to bring the Pro Wrestling Rewind, and we were still on ESPN Radio at the time, to bring the program here. Now, keep in mind, I had been with the other network since day one, and I had to do a lot of thinking about it. But in retrospect, at the time, we needed, part of our ESPN contract required that I have an online presence. So when the offer was made to bring the show to the SNS radio network, I was thrilled because I was dealing with friends. I was dealing with Trey, and I was dealing with JJ. And I've known Trey. We've never met face-to-face. But Trey was back when it was the Pro Wrestling Minute, back when we were at 99 Hits. He was one of the people who was kind enough to come on my show. I remember we even did a simulcast of Wrestling News Live back with JSK. That's how far back I go with Trey. Once again, never met the man face to face. Would love to sit and have a beer with him. And the same with JJ. But when you go back that long, excuse me, when you go back that long with somebody, there is a deep sense of loyalty that you have with those people. So when we came, we brought the Pro Wrestling Rewind here. I made it abundantly clear that we would not have an audio presence on any other website unless it was affiliated through the SNS radio network. And SundayNightShowdown.com, the SNS radio network, would be our home. Now, that being said, I have never once really in the times that we've disagreed on things that have happened in professional wrestling. We've disagreed about, you know, broadcast situations, but really the respect that I have for JJ and Trey on this network, and I would hope that the respect that they have for me, knowing who I am and where I have come from, is mutual. So I'm going to fast forward. Well, I'll rewind and fast forward at the same time. I'm going to rewind back to what happened on Unplugged. I think that it's very safe to say, and I'm sure that JJ and Trey would confirm this. I think I can be very straightforward when I say this. I've earned my spot here. I have earned my position here on the SNS radio network. My show, I am the Rush Limbaugh professional wrestling. I've earned my spot. I've proven what I can do. I've proven my capacity and my capability here time and time again. I will not sit back and have literally my friends, my colleagues, be, for lack of a better term, disrespected. I will not. Shouldn't have to. We have all come together to create this network. Now, I went back, I listened to Wrestling News Live. And I heard the situation that was involved with Crowley. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't let this go. And before I came on the air tonight, I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I said, I owe a lot to these two gentlemen, and they don't need me to defend them. I'll go back one step further involving a situation that happened with my former co-host on Divas on Demand back on the other network when somebody at another network wanted to start talking smack. I didn't need to go and put my two cents in. JJ was perfectly capable of defending Harmony, but I felt it necessary to get my two cents out simply because she, at the time, was my co-host on Divas on Demand. The same thing here. So I'm going to do something a little unusual here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get to your calls, okay? I promise I'm going to get to your calls. I'm not going to take any right now. But I think that Crelly needs to apologize to Trey and Jeff, Trey and JJ, for what transpired the past Monday the past Friday on Unplugged, and what happened on Wrestling News Live. I heard the conversation. Hey, it's one thing to come in and have an attitude. It's one thing to think that you got a set, but man, if you're going to go and bite the hand that feeds you, that is in this business, that's not appropriate. A lot of people scratching their heads out right now. Why, Andy? Why? Because in this industry that we are in, and the pro wrestling radio media, we have to maintain order in the family. I know what my pecking order is on this network, but I have earned the spot where I am. So I'm going to invite Chris on the program. Chris, you can go ahead. You can call in anytime. I'm going to invite you to call in. I will not bring JJ in. I will not bring Trey into this conversation. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come on this program right here in front of God, the chat room, and the whole world on the SNS Radio Network. Come air out what happened. All right. Give your side of the story. You come on the program and apologize. So I'm gonna leave the line open specifically for Chris Kelly. For Crelly, all he has to do is pick up the Skype line and call in. As a matter of fact, right here on the Newsmaker line, Crelly, are you there, sir? Crelly, can you hear me?
I'm here, Andy.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in to the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I want to get this out right now because this really, in my opinion, sir, has gone a little too far. I want to take you back to Unplugged. I want to give you your say, give you your piece. All right. Go right ahead and tell the world what is going on.
Well, if we go back to Unplugged, there was a drinking game involving the word impact. Now, this was a throwback to what I did a few months ago, where JJ would take a shot when the word impact was spoken. Now, usually, when Unplugged end, our former co-host Sean, who was fired, by the way, apparently, Sean used to say, Unplugged for life. Now, for a laugh, I said, Impact for life.
Okay.
At that time, I was informed that I was fired. No, sorry, I was suspended. Sorry.
Okay.
And I was like, the hell, it was a joke. And to find out that I was suspended from the show, it was an utter joke.
Now, okay. How can I word this delicately? You came on Wrestling News Live this past Monday. And really, this could have ended right there. You know, JJ says, look, please, you know, stop. Let's move on to something else. You're pushing the issue. And then we get to this past Monday on Wrestling News Live. And I personally, sir, was shocked. I was shocked by the way you were speaking to the owner of the network and to the Trey Dog, who has been on this network and done more in the wrestling radio industry than I could ever hope to accomplish. And I guess what I'm trying to get from you here is what was your thinking here?
Well, and this will, because I know people are like, it's picking up. No, this is deadly serious. It's not been a one-time thing. It's not me going, my ego's now getting bigger and bigger. It's just things over things. And the last straw was me being referred to as a so-so talent. That's a quote that JD used in the chat room to describe me and Sean. right? I am not a so-so talent. That is, to me, disrespectful. I know I'm not the world's best radio host. I never claimed to be the world's best radio host, you know? But I'm trying. And to be called a so-so talent on a show that I actually helped rebuild, because it was dead. It died when ECW died.
Oh, now. Hold on now. Okay. Go ahead and finish your thought. Go ahead.
No, I'm right. No, Unplugged
what do
died.
Mean, what do you mean it was dying? What do you mean Unplugged was dying? Unplugged is one of the hottest shows on the network.
Andy, listen. Unplugged died, right? JJ canceled it. JJ canceled it when ECW died. No, sorry. He canceled it when NXT Season 2 was on. It was dead. I then go to JJ. You know what? How about going to Friday and doing SmackDown? It was my idea to put it on SmackDown. It was JD's idea to put on the game entertainment, but it was my idea directly to go to SmackDown.
Okay, so you're the reason why Unplugged is on Friday is basically what you're saying.
Yes. I put it on SmackDown.
You put it on SmackDown. You yourself put it on SmackDown.
Yes, I said to JD, move it to Friday, put it on SmackDown, because that's the B show.
Oh, it's the B show now. What is my show?
No, SmackDown's a B show.
Okay, all right. I thought you were talking about Unplugged. Go ahead.
No, SmackDown's a B show since doesn't it make sense? We had Monday Night Raw followed by WNL.
Yeah.
And then NXT was a waste of air. So we put it on the Friday so we could do a recap of SmackDown.
Okay.
So that was my idea to put it on SmackDown.
Okay, but did you really, Crowley? Seriously, all right. I'm trying to be professional here, but at the same point, I'm talking to you as a friend here. Did you really need to go and disrespect the owner of the network and the host of what is arguably the one of the, if not the hottest show on the SNS radio network of Wrestling News Live, and that being the Trey Dog? Was that really necessary?
Question is, if they go to you, okay, Andy, you've got to sing Go Go Power Rangers to earn your job back, would you do that? Would you do something stupid on the air to earn a role that you were given?
Well, this is my show, though. I think this is where the disconnect is coming here, Chris, because the Pro Wrestling Rewind is my show. I own it lock, stock, and barrel. If I want to go on here and sing Go Go Power Rangers, I'm going to. The point here is Unplugged is not your show. You are not the host of Unplugged, and I'm not trying to say that to be disrespectful to you or trying to start anything here, but the fact of the matter is that Unplugged is JJ's show. You admitted so yourself on Wrestling News Live, so if JJ is inviting you on the program to do a segment, then one would think that you would do the segment, and then if you're involved some other way in the program, then you're involved some other way in the program. But to openly come out and disrespect the owner of the network, and I'm not talking of a Vince McMahon character thing. I'm talking real life here. The man is married. The man has kids. All right. I don't know whether or not they listen to the program or not. But the point is, what gave you the right to come out here and go and disrespect them? That's what I'd like to know. Help me understand this.
What gave them the right to say, Chris, jump, and I say, how high? I am my own person. I do stuff. I know JJ and Trey, or JJ in particular, works extremely hard on this network. He produces a show every night apart from tonight,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
I've never taken that away from him, right? I even said on Wrestling News Live, JJ is the hardest working guy in the IWC.
Yeah.
Right? But people don't seem to figure out, I work as hard as JJ on other things. I spend hours upon hours. I don't... Okay, here's a little time scale. You know, here in England, we are 6 hours ahead of you.
Yes, correct.
In time.
Yes.
Okay, this show right now, it's going on at 3:30 in the morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wrestling News Live, which I help book for talent-wise, mm-hmm. I stay up all night. I watch Raw at 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I then listen from it from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. I then go from college from 6:30 to 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay. All right. Suffice it to say, you've got other things that go on besides this. Okay. And that's fine. I don't want to discount what it is you do. But the point I'm trying to make here is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do not have a show. We don't have the Crowley show here on the SNS radio network, correct?
No.
So follow my logic here. Okay, you don't have your own show here on the network. Now, I have my own show here on the network. JJ has his own show. Trey has his own show. Okay, there are all these shows that have been here. You were asked to perform a task, go out and book, and you've booked for my show. So I and God bless you for it. I appreciate it. Anytime you've been able to help the Rewind Out get his book, I've done nothing but I've made sure that you got full credit. But the point in question here is, and the point of contention that I have here, Chris, is that for you to come out and openly forget they make you sing Power Rangers. You know, I'm telling you, have you ever listened to Don Imus?
No.
Okay, you don't know who Don Imus is. Don Imus is a radio personality here in the U.S., and some of the things that he said, you think Trey is off the wall? Listen to Don Imus and some of the things that he says and some of the things that he gets his people to do. Howard Stern, another example. The people that want to be on Howard Stern's show want to be on Howard Stern's show because he's the one that's getting ratings. So if Howard Stern gets somebody on his show to act like an ass, well, at least they're acting like an ass on a show that's getting ratings. So my question to you is, if you've got the opportunity to go on a program and do something serious, whether it be the news or whatever else you're contributing to Unplugged, well, what the hell does it matter if you're asked to sing Power Rangers if it's in the content, the frame of the show?
Because I'm trying to become a serious host here, okay? I'm not a wrestling journalist, but I'm trying my best to evolve myself. This isn't crazy. This is Chris K trying to evolve here, right? No, all gimmicks aside, this is me trying to become better at what I do. What I do is host shows. I try and become better and better. Okay, you want to know why I became co-host of an Unplugged? And this is a serious truth.
You're not the co-host. Because you're not the co-host, co-host.
My old co-host got pulled from Unplugged. My old co-host, or show that I did called The Lounge, which to this day is still alive. But hell, I don't do it anymore. I was asked to that show because my co-host got pulled away from Unplugged and I was asked to step in.
You, sir, are not a host of the program. You do a segment. You are not a host of the program. I find that offensive. You want to know why I find it offensive, sir? It's because I have spent years and years practicing my craft, going ahead and doing what I've done week in, week out. If that meant working a Christmas, if that meant working an Easter, if that meant working wherever I could to get 4 hours to get some airtime to prove what I've proven. So my question, and you want to go and you're all bent out of shape because they're making you sing Power Rangers on Unplugged. Well, I got news for you. If you're going and you're singing Power Rangers on Unplugged, well, at least damn it all, you're doing it on one of the highest rated programs on the network. You're doing it on a radio program that's being heard by millions and millions of people. You are out there, Chris. You're out there, man. You're out there and people know who you are. So you got to sing Power Rangers. Big bloody deal. But you don't go out and you don't disrespect the owner of the network, and you certainly, I felt insulted when you went out and disrespected Trey. They don't need me. Ladies and gentlemen, and Chris, I'll get you to respond to this, and I appreciate you bear with me. I am not here to go out and speak for Trey and JJ. They don't need me to speak for them. I am here, all right? I am here displaying my own outrage for the way you treated two professionals in this industry, sir, and what you did was wrong. What you did was completely wrong, and what you need to do, and I'll give you the opportunity right now. I will give you the opportunity right now. You can end this thing right now, man. You can be a man and end it. All you have to do is apologize to Trey and JJ on this program right now.
I have to apologize. Aren't you the one that always...
I'm not talking to Vince McMahon. You've got me so fired up right now, Chris. I am not talking about some BS CM Punk Vince McMahon crap. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real people. I'm talking about real people. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I want to hear what everybody else has to hear to say about this. And I'm sure you probably got a lot of staunch defenders that want to come in and defend you, and I'm going to let them have their say. But you really, dude, seriously, you need to apologize to Jeff and Trey.
Once again, you want me to apologize for something that you preach, which is freedom of speech.
This has nothing to do with freedom of speech. This has to do with disrespecting two gentlemen who have done a lot in this industry, who have done a lot for this network. You yourself have said he's one of the hardest people on the network. What gives you the right to go and disrespect Jeff and Trey?
You know, go back and listen to the archive. I didn't disrespect him. I said what I'd do. I didn't take away anything away from him. I just said what I thought was right. And you know what? Like you say, people agree with me. People don't. It's just it's my opinion, and my opinion of what I have earned. Okay, I've not been in the radio business for 10 years, right? I'm not the world's best host. And if you want to take this to a deeper level, do you want to know why I'm not the world's best host, Andy? Do you really want to know why?
Well, by all means, I'm giving you an open forum, man. Knock yourself out.
Okay, let's take it away. The reason I have a stutter is because I had a nervous breakdown at the age of 5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had a nervous breakdown. I forgot how to speak. So me speaking like this,
yep,
my stuttering does not help. This is why I'm here day in, day out, trying to improve what I do for the yep network,
mm-hmm,
and I get suspended for a joke.
You disrespected the owner of the... Why are you not getting this disconnect? You disrespected JJ and Trey. I will ask you again, sir. Will you or will you not take this opportunity on the SNS Radio Network to publicly apologize to Jeff and Trey for what you did by disrespecting them, not just on Unplugged, but specifically what happened this past week on Wrestling News Live? Will you or will you not apologize?
Since I have nothing to apologize for? No.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to leave it at that. I tried. Ladies and gentlemen, I tried. Chris, good luck to you, man. You had an opportunity right here, and you could have ended it, and you don't want to. You know, it is what it is. But thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I just, if anything, it's just too bad that this couldn't have been a little bit more amicable.
You know what, man, Andy? Well, I've said before, you are a great working guy. Okay, you know what? I have nothing against you. You have treated me with nothing but respect, but others don't. But I thank you for giving me the time and effort to come on the show. I thank you, Andy, and man, good luck in the future.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll let you go. But I'm telling you, man, you are wrong on this. You are so 100% wrong. Take it from somebody who's been in this industry a very, very long time. And the last thing, there's always the expression that says, don't cross the boss. And I really think you may have gone a little too far with this, but we'll find out this Friday on Unplugged. I guess you got an opportunity on Friday on Unplugged to end this. But ladies and gentlemen, I gave him the opportunity. Chris, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go.
Good night.
Let's. I want to hear what you have to say about this. I don't want to turn this into the Chris Kelly hate hour, but I really want to hear what you have to say. Let's go right to the phones. Caller line one, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go ahead.
What up, Andy? It's the Pope.
Hey, Pope. What's going on? Have you got a prayer for Chris? Is there a prayer for Chris to kind of get his head straight?
I did, but now I'm not even going to do it, man, because something he said on that phone line, it pissed me off enough to get off my point of me not getting in this because it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
To me actually having something to say about this now.
Go ahead.
I mean, this started off as a fucking joke. I'm sorry to use the language.
That's okay. I'll edit it out. Go ahead.
It started off as a joke between fans. And I mean, it's gotten to this point because Crowley's ego is too big to apologize for something he had no business doing. He had no business disrespecting JJ and Trey. He might not say he disrespect. He's like, he didn't do anything, but in truth, he did.
Absolutely. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that, look, you don't go... If I said something disparaging to Trey or to Jeff or to Sean or any other host on this network and they took offense to it, I would ask for clarification as to what the offense was, and I would apologize because I respect the and I'm not just JJ and Trey, because you know they're my friends, but I have much respect for you know everybody on this network. But there has to come a point where you've just got to say enough is enough, and apologize.
And I mean, what really set me out is what he said about the lounge. I know a lot of people in the chat weren't around when the lounge was going on, but I was. I remember what went down with that situation. And that's what set me up, because after what his partner did, I'm not going to mention names or say names, but after what he did and after what JJ did by helping Crowley and giving him support during that situation, that's what pissed me off, because You should be down on your knees thanking this guy that you even at least have a chance to be in wrestling radio. After what happened with that situation, Crowley shouldn't even have a chance to be in radio. But JJ, out of the goodness of his heart, gave Crowley a shot. And he's going to act like this? It's disrespectful, and it pisses me off, man. And it takes a lot. And you should know, it takes a lot to piss me off.
I know that indeed. Well, look, I hate to cut you short here, Pope. We got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. Thank you so much for calling. I'm glad we agree. You have a great night.
All right, you too, man.
All right, not a problem. Let's. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. Let us go out to California. Caller line 2, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go ahead.
Hey, Andy, it's Anthony.
Anthony, good evening, sir. What is your take on this?
I remember from the Unplug on Friday where I guess this whole Impact drinking game happened where it was JJ on the receiving end. I remember, if you listen to the archive, I did kind of have my involvement in it with an email, but it went back and forth. It sounded like a joke, and I believe it was a joke then, all that bullshit that happened on the WNL. I'm like, okay, is this, what the hell's going on? But I admit, Crowley has some points, valid points, but he was probably going a little over the line when he was saying all that shit to JJ and Trey, and sorry as well for my little comments.
I'm very surprised he didn't try to rip into me. I was waiting for it, and to his credit, he didn't try ripping into me because I would have given it right back. But I wanted to be open about this, give him an opportunity to apologize, and he wouldn't do it. Really, it's a shame when, you know, you think of what, you know, what Crowley has done. And once again, I don't want to make this the Crowley show because we've got other things to talk about, but Your opinion, should Crowley apologize or should he not apologize publicly to Jeff and Trey?
I think he should apologize, and so probably Trey and JJ should apologize a little bit, but in the end, just put this under the mat and just say, I want to say the F word, but I'm going to hold it in.
I appreciate that.
And just say, screw it, forget about it, and let's just get past it.
I agree. There's a lot of things that need to go on. Thank you so much for calling tonight. I appreciate it.
This is a big old shit fest. That's all it is.
I hear you. There's so many other things that could be going on, and we've got to deal with this. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You have
a
great night. Let us go to Mr. Tony on line 3. You're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go ahead, sir.
What's up, Andy? Bronx, what's going on, man?
Hey, Bronxy, I'll tell you, this whole thing, this Crowley situation lighting up, I'd be interested to get your take on it.
All right. I've been in the middle up until now. You know what? I've kind of been somebody who's been sympathetic towards Crowley because, you know, I understand. I mean, I'm going to put this out there, and I've actually, you know, spoken on this before. I've had a disability since birth.
Yeah.
I'm legally blind. I understand where Crowley's coming from to a certain extent about, you know, the way he speaks, and that doesn't mean anything. I've never heard Trey or JJ, you know, really go too far with that, making fun of that. But I have to take a side, and I'm going to take a side now. I mean, wow, you know, it's going a little bit too far now.
I agree.
As far as, you know, I mean, come on, if he honestly thinks that Trey and JJ have any animosity or are not giving him any credit. I mean, after the Shawn Michaels interview, I distinctly remember, thank you, Crowley, for, you know, booking that interview.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crowley. He's been thanked many times. And mind you, I still don't have any hard feelings towards Crowley.
Neither do I
have a deep feeling that he's possibly going through some other things now. And it's misdirected anger, and I'm still going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, now it's getting to the point where we're getting too far. I mean, JJ and Trey, I don't think, you know, deserve exactly. I kind of think JJ was messing around on Unplugged and was kind of messing with Crowley, and I think he took it a little bit too far. But I'm kind of disappointed, man. I really am.
You're disappointed in Crowley or disappointed in Trey and JJ?
You know, I have a column right now on mm-hmm. headlocks2headlines.com, mm-hmm. yep. and I hate to say this because it's still a great site, one yep. of the best news sites you can go to on the internet. And I want to thank Crelly and Ty for, you know, hooking me up with a column. But Crelly, dude, I mean, really, man, just think. Sit down and think before Friday, man. I think you're going a little bit too far. And, you're kind of showing a lot of disrespect to JJ now, who's a guy who's busted his behind for over a year and a half. Trey, who's busted his behind for a year and a half. And they have, in fact, given you an opportunity. I mean, you know, man, just, you know the way Trey and JJ are. They mess around. They've messed around with me. I've messed around with them. I make fun of JJ. I make fun of Trey.
Oh, we make fun of each other. That's
right.
That's kind of what you do. But you take that a little too far when all of a sudden you kind of, JJ's like, okay, we're done now. You know, we're not saying it anymore. We're going to move on to something else. And you push the issue. And it gets pushed to the point where you're pissing somebody off.
Well, I mean, I have no problem with Crelly still remaining a friend, and I hope he will.
Yep.
And I've really tried my hardest to see his point of view and to take his... And I hope he does remain a friend of mine, because I think deep down he's a good kid. Like I said, my suspicion is this is, misdirected anger for something else. If I'm wrong, Crelly's, welcome to call me out and tell me I'm wrong. But, I mean, this is not the Crelly I know.
Yeah.
It's not. Maybe it's college. Maybe because I'm going through some crap right now that's really stressing me out.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is when it comes to work, when it comes to my responsibilities, you have to be a man and push that aside
yep.
and take care of your responsibilities and deal with that in your personal life. Maybe that's what's going on. Hey, Crelly, if you ever want to hit me up in private and talk to me, I'm here. You're welcome to talk to me. But, I mean, it's right now, I'm sorry, man, and I'm going to go out and say it, and then I'll let you go, Andy, because
yep.
I know you got a lot of callers.
Yep.
Tonight, you were out of line.
Tonight, Crelly was out of line.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my opinion. I'm sorry.
Should Crelly apologize?
I think Crelly should apologize, and I also think that JJ, Trey, and Crelly need to get together privately.
Yeah.
Not in this forum, not on a show. They need to get together privately and really discuss, what's going on and the feelings that are involved on all ends. I think it needs to be settled like men.
I agree.
Being, settling things like men isn't done on a radio show. It's
yeah.
done in private. I think they all need to settle this. And if they can't, and if Crelly really can't get over this, I mean, seeing him go would really break my heart, because I've been a fan of this network for a year and a half.
Yep.
And he's been a part of that. And I want him to remain a part of that. But the bottom line is, my loyalties are to this wonderful network
yeah,
that everyone
too.
Has built together
mine
first,
too.
And I can't put my feelings towards Crelly ahead of that. I'm
right.
sorry.
And I appreciate that. I understand that. I know exactly how you feel. Bronx, I'm going to let you go here. Let's see if we can get some other calls in. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care, bro.
All right. I've spent far too much time on this topic than I wanted to, and I apologize to you, ladies and gentlemen, for that. I'll get into my picks here for the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I gave him a chance, ladies and gentlemen. I gave Crelly the opportunity. We could have ended it here tonight. I gave him the opportunity to come out. I said my piece, come out, publicly apologize, you were wrong. And he doesn't want to do it. And I guess, from what I heard on Wrestling News Live, I guess Unplugged, and I don't know, maybe the official program observer, one Mr. JJ Elkapsexe, can confirm this. He's still suspended. But will he be back on the show? I don't know. I just think I don't know. There's just too much of this. But anyway, let's get on to other things. If you'd like to be on the program, if you want to weigh in on this, I'm really getting tired of this situation. I really am. But if you'd like, I'll give you an opportunity if you want to get in on this. 501-588-7957 501-588-7957 if you want to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Six matches this weekend for Money in the Bank. And, of course, where are you going to be this Sunday? You will be in the said chat room here, the SNS Radio Network. And, of course, you're going to be listening to Sunday Night Showdown because that is your Sunday night pay-per-view party. And really, there's no better pay-per-view party on the planet than Sunday Night Showdown. So you need to check out that particular program, Money in the Bank. Order the Money in the Bank. Get the stream, okay, whatever your thing, whatever you're going to do, and then just turn it down and just listen to Sunday Night Showdown. That's all you have to do. Once again, six matches, two of which are Money in the Bank. Are they going to throw a seventh at us? I don't like pay-per-views that have less than eight matches. I really don't. I am not keen on six matches, but I shall give you my picks anyway. Divas Championship match, Kelly Kelly, the Divas Champion, taking on Brie Bella in a championship rematch. Kelly, once again, I don't know who it is that takes these divas and from absolute nothing and turns them into championship wrestlers. But God bless them, whoever's doing it, did it again. Oops, I did it again with Kelly Kelly. Kelly Kelly, the win over Melina this past week. Yeah, I know what people are saying. Melina had to lay down for Kelly Kelly. But you know what? Kelly Kelly's laid down for Melina a lot. I mean, a lot. So for Kelly Kelly to go over on Melina, I thought was tremendous. That being said, Kelly Kelly, I expect, will retain the championship against Brie Bella. They'll try. The Bellas will try to switch it around. Brie will get messed up late in the match and try to do the switcheroo, but I don't think it's going to matter. Kelly Kelly's going to come out on top and retain the Divas Championship. The Big Show taking on Mark Henry, my pick. Big Show has taken so much punishment and had it so rough that he has to go over on this match. He has to go over just because of the crap he's put up with. I expect, fully expect, the Big Show to go ahead and go over on this. I had not yet memorized all of the SmackDown Money in the Bank ladder match competitors. But let me see here. From what I understood, was Justin Gabriel, Sheamus. Who else do we have? We have Kane. We have Bryan Danielson, Wade Barrett, Cody Rhodes is in this, and I'm missing one. Who am I missing? Help me out. Oh, Heath Slater. Heath Slater was in this as well. So, okay. Taking a look, SmackDown, Money in the Bank. This is a pick 'em, really. Who out of this eight deserves the championship match? Let's see. It's not going to be Rey Mysterio the second. I think we can flush him out of there. It will not be Nexus. Although I would, Wade Barrett wouldn't surprise me. Kane's already had his shot. Sheamus has already had his shot. Cody Rhodes. I'm going to go with Wade Barrett. I'll pick Wade Barrett to win Money in the Bank. I just can't see, even with Sheamus right now. Well, wait a second. Sheamus has come out and attacked Randy Orton on numerous occasions. No, I'm still going to pick Wade Barrett. I'll pick Wade Barrett for this. So look for Wade Barrett to climb the ladder and win the SmackDown Money in the Bank. Other matches that we have, of course, we have the Raw Money in the Bank ladder match. And Alberto Del Rio, Ron the Truth Killings, Jack Swagger, Captain Irrelevant, The Miz, Airborne, Evan Bourne, Rey Mysterio, the real Rey Mysterio Jr., Alex Riley, and Kofi. How did I get Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston mixed up? Let's see. Who out of this can really make a run? They've got to go against John Cena because Punk's going to lose. Ron the Truth Killings. I pick Ron the Truth Killings to win simply because he's the only one out of the eight who could really make an entertaining run for Money in the Bank. Now, a note to the official program observer, one Mr. JJ All Cap Sexy that just left. I would very much like my picks included in the Sunday Night Showdown pick pool. It's kind of annoying. I make these picks, and my picks are never mentioned on Sunday Night Showdown. Once again, not trying to cause anything. Got enough issues going on right now on the network. Got enough going on. Don't want to be causing any trouble. But, okay, you're in charge of it. Outstanding. Put my picks down, please, if you would, Angel. I would appreciate it. Or if you want, send me a link and I will go ahead and put it down. But go ahead and put my picks down for the Money in the Bank ladder match. Let me see here. What else have we got going on? What other matches? World Heavyweight Championship up for grabs. The champion Randy Orton to defend against Christian. Man, I would love to see Christian get this belt back. I'm going to go out on the limb and say Christian wins. I know he's not. I know that's a crap pick. But I want Christian to win this belt back. I think he got screwed over hard in the world title run. I think the WWE is really making the wrong move by not having Christian as the champion. Randy Orton really is the world heavyweight. He's the John Cena of SmackDown right now. It just ain't working. Hoping that Christian will pick Christian to win. John Cena, CM Punk. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be a great match. It may very well be the match of the night. I know saying that with Money in the Bank ladder matches is rough, but John Cena versus Punk is going to be incredible. It'll be a CM Punk mistake that gets John Cena the win. I look for John Cena to go ahead and retain the championship. So there you go. Those are my picks for the Money in the Bank ladder pay-per-view this Sunday. Of course, you can catch the SNS Radio Network. The SNS Radio Network Sunday Night Showdown. I'm sorry, I got this. What is this Black Adam talk now in the chat room? What is this? The Bronx put down Black. What are we talking about? I was busy doing the program when I looked over the chat, and Black Adam is the arch enemy of Captain Marvel. Yeah, I know who Black Adam is. If there's anybody who knows Captain Marvel's enemies, nobody knows them better than I do. Oh, that's a great question. Anthony in the chat room came up with a fabulous question. Will one of the Money in the Bank cases be cash at the pay-per-view? They've only got six matches. I wouldn't be surprised. Why not? Here's one for you. Have Christian become the world champion. Have Christian defeat Randy Orton and become the champion, and then have whoever wins the SmackDown case come in and take the belt. Could you imagine how upset Christian would be? Christian wins the championship. Somebody goes and cashes in Money in the Bank, beats Christian for it. He would die, absolutely die at that point. And once again, they'll just keep on. It'll just be one big conspiracy. Yes, the internet wrestling radio community would go completely insane. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm running over here. I am out of here. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you were joining me from tonight. I apologize for getting into the Crelly situation. I just felt it needed to be said. If it's one thing, I am very loyal to the people that I work with and I work for. And I, for one, will be catching Unplugged this Friday simply because I really want this thing worked out. But, you know, don't, like Vince McMahon says, don't piss me off. It's a shame because JJ didn't call in, Trey didn't call in. There was nobody in here, you know, picking on him. All he had to do was say he was sorry. And he chose not to. So we'll go ahead. We'll leave it at that. I hate to leave it on that note. Be sure that you catch all the great shows here on the network. Make sure that you catch Unplugged this Friday. You catch Sunday Night Showdown this Sunday night. Is that an 8 o'clock start tonight or on Sunday night? I believe it is an 8 o'clock start. If I could get a confirmation on that very, very quickly from the chat room. Anyway, be that as it may, yes, 8 o'clock Eastern. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, I will be back. Actually, a quick programming note. Next week, actually, I will not be here. I will not be here on the program. I need to take next Wednesday off. I have a personal engagement. I don't know if we're going to have a guest host in here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I don't know what's going to happen, but be checking out the Facebook page and on the website for more details. So I will repeat that. Remember to take care of the energy and tide yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God, if ready and willing, if the higher power lets me, I will be back 2 weeks from tonight. And we'll have more of the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network. Hello. Let's see. I did my out. I had the outro and it was all good. And then see my second official program observer just burned it right there. Try that one more time. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
It's showtime, folks.
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy Shaq Gaswater.
This is the World Warrior Low Key.
This is Charlie Sultan of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the Fallen Angels says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB, One Dirty Bitch.
Boom!
Hi, this is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
Time has come. Flyweight champion of the world.
Flyweight champion of the world.
Hey, girl.
The high.
Take it to the back of the club. That fucker don't take this the wrong way. I've been peeping that ass, and if you give it my chance, I ain't gonna play.